Bill's coronial inquest has today heard from a nurse who is a suspect in Heather Bill's death. The 64-year-old Heather Bill's, well, she died suspiciously in Middlemore Hospital of an insulin overdose. It was discovered that the insulin was introduced to her body from the outside, but Bill's was not a diabetic. Police are still investigating three hospital staff over her death. The New Zealand Herald court reporter Sam Hurley has been following this case and joins me now. Good evening to you.
Good evening.
Police suspect three people working at Middlemore Hospital on December 26th and 27th of 2012 of injecting Heather with this fatal dose of insulin, right? Who were these people? Do we know?
We do. Throughout the inquest that's been going on both this week and last, we've learnt that three hospital workers who were working during those 2 days that you mentioned were, all of them were nurses. Firstly, there was Harmeet Sokhi, who was Bills's primary nurse. Now, she worked from 7 p.m. To 7 a.m. across those 2 days. We also had Sharon Connors, who was charged with watching Bills from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. And a third nurse, Nirmala Salim, who was taking over from Connors at 11 p.m.
All right, Sam, what have they told the inquest over the past 2 days?
Well, firstly, we heard from Sharon Connors, and she spoke about how when she first came on for her shift, everything seemed normal, and she described it as quite a mundane first few hours. However, her evidence has been contradicted by what Harmeet Sokhi has said. Now, Harmeet Sokhi has said that she could hear some alerts going on from inside the room that were loud enough to be heard from the corridors, and these alerts were coming from some of the machines that were supposed to be monitoring Heather Bills. And what Sharon has said is this wasn't the case, and that these alerts were nothing to be concerned of.
Okay, the workers' testimonies, have they been caught contradicting each other?
They have, as I said, both Connors and Sokhi's evidence contradicts each other. Sokhi has basically said that Connors was oblivious to what was going on. Connors says that there was no sign that Heather was growing increasingly unwell. But then when Nirmala Salim came in at 11 p.m, she said that she noticed almost immediately that there was something seriously wrong. She found that her heart rate had spiked to 145 beats per minute and that she was sweating profusely.
Okay, and interesting readings to report to at one stage on Heather Bills.
Sorry, what was that?
And interesting readings to on what did the glycemic readings allegedly show?
Right, the glycemic readings have also contradicted each other. Harmeet Sokhi said that she gave Heather Bills a blood sugar test, which is, you know, simply a prick to the finger to test your blood sugar levels. She came back and said that this blood sugar test confirmed that everything was normal, everything was fine, but at the same period of time, blood tests were taken, and when they came back, they showed that Heather Bills' blood sugar levels were critically low. And as we've learnt in this inquest, the reason Heather Bills died was because her blood sugar levels were so low.
So what happens now? Why can it not be found? It's all a mystery, isn't it?
It still remains a mystery. The point of the inquest is to determine how the blood sugar levels dropped to such a critical level. Now, what we've learned is that there was a huge dose of insulin given to Heather Bills, and it's just a matter of now trying to work out what that source was for the insulin.
Thank you for that. That is New Zealand Herald court reporter Sam Hurley. News Talk ZB at 16 past 5.